24-year-old Daniel Penny is led in handcuffs from a police station in Lower Manhattan and taken to New York criminal court to face second-degree manslaughter charges for causing the death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely.
Daniel Penny surrendered at the 5th Precinct at the request of the New York County District Attorney's Office. He did so voluntarily and with the sort of dignity and integrity that is characteristic of his history of service to this grateful nation.
The former Marine's lawyers claim he stepped in to protect himself and other passengers when Neely, who suffered from mental illness, became aggressive. They say he never meant to kill him. On Friday, Neely's family roundly rejected that argument in a press conference.
So should Daniel Penny be charged with manslaughter? Absolutely. Because he acted with indifference. He didn't care about Jordan, he cared about himself. And we can't let that stand.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
The arrest comes nearly 2 weeks after the incident occurred, spurring demonstrations over what protesters described as vigilante justice. They say that New York officials failed Neely, who was known as a street performer and had multiple run-ins with police and social service organizations. They also say Penny should have been immediately charged, but legal experts say it could be a difficult case to prove.
The defendant has rights, especially in the criminal justice system, and the defendant will advance defenses, the defense of justification, the defense of self-defense, or the defense of others, that the force the defendant used was legally justified, and probably also that he did not intend to cause the death of the decedent.
Penny did not enter a plea and was released on $100,000 bail pending trial. He'll be back in court in July. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.